won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this hump day, Wednesday, July 16th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. During the news breaks, you've been hearing Steve Gruber's commercial for My Pure Health Solutions, Missy down there in Battle Creek and her entire team. He talks about GruberHealth.com. That is absolutely his website tracker for Missy to be able to track her advertising with his station, with his network of Michigan Talk Network and his news station. You know very well, hearing me talk about TruckerRandyHealth.com, another website that Missy monitors for advertising, also gets you to her as well. It doesn't matter whether you go to GruberHealth.com or TruckerRandyHealth.com. Ultimately, when you speak with Missy and her team, just make sure you mention you heard it here on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, as well as the Patriot Voice Radio Network, Simple Radio app, the TuneIn app, the show's website, YourDefendingFathers.com, or the radio station's website, WCHY.us. She'll probably figure it out anyway because of where you live, but we do have listeners outside of 97.7 listening area. They listen on the website, Officer Rick, Simple Radio, others. Make sure you mention to Missy that you heard it here on Trucker Randy's network. That way she can track you through her advertising and make sure she puts you into the right team. She actually keeps folders between Trucker Randy's team, Steve Gruber's team, Justin Barclay, other TV, radio, everything she does, she monitors and makes sure that you're in the right team folder. So please, if you heard it here, mention that to them when you speak with them. One of the other things that she's doing, and she's offering this to our listeners, is a wellness scan with also a 30-day supply of stem cell patches in any supplements that you may need that she recommends from your wellness scan, you can purchase from her. Fantastic offer that she's doing for our radio family. You may not need to lose weight, but you have some nagging health issues, things happening in your body. Well, you need to basically just pick up the phone and give them a call. That's the best, easiest way to do that, because then you don't have to deal with the websites. You don't have to deal with any of that. You can basically just pick up the phone and give them a call. The phone number, and I want to give this out to you right now for the office down in Battle Creek, is 269 864-4044. Again, mention Chuck or Andy told you about a wellness scan, a special promotion she's got going, special pricing on it, as well as 30-day supply of stem cell patches, and absolutely the ability to get whatever your body needs based on your scan from Missy. She got a special discount promotion going for you right now. You need to give her a call, 269-964-4044, to find out more about it. And if you want to see the old fat Trucker Randy, go to the website truckerrandyhealth.com, look at my pictures and look at my screenshots. Coming up on 2 years at this new weight after going through fat burn with her almost 2 years ago. Short break, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three, looking at this legislature this year. Now, folks, you have to understand, this year, starting in January 1st, 2025, everybody got sworn in. This 103rd legislature officially started over 7 months ago, 6 months ago. This is absolutely unbelievable, the story I'm about to get into. January, February, March, April, May, and June, and 2 weeks into July. Six public acts signed by yesterday, July 15th. This is the fewest since the legislature didn't even meet back in 1940. The six public acts that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into law this year, as of yesterday, July 15th, is the fewest number of signed bills at this point in the year since 1940. The last year in which the Michigan legislature didn't even meet at all. A review of 85 years of public acts, tables, summaries, history books, put together by the Legislative Services Bureau, shows that between 1941, you remember that, Pearl Harbor, December 7th of that year, and 2024 through December of last year, the legislature and the governor averaged 182 public acts by July 15th through all those years. 1941 through 2024, the legislature and the governor averaged 182 public acts by yesterday, July 15th. A date that was selected by MERS to account for the budget bills that historically are passed by Independence Day break. So far this year, the House has taken 170 roll call votes. That's it. Back in the days of President Roosevelt, and even before, the Michigan legislature met every other year. They met every other odd number year except in special circumstances. Well, that tradition ended in 1952. However, in 1942, 44, 46, 48, and 1950, the legislature met for at least a few weeks in what was called, quote, a special session, end quote. Even in those five abbreviated session years, lawmakers still passed, on average, 43 bills in those years by July 15th. Bill Ballinger, editor of the Ballinger Report and former state legislator from 1969 to 1974, says this is staggering. It speaks to the real dysfunction that, quite frankly, is depressing, end quote, said Ballinger. The House and the Senate gaveled in and out yesterday without even taking attendance. Meaning, state representatives and state senators weren't even required to be there. They didn't even have to go to Lansing. They're on summer break. Some of them aren't even in the state of Michigan right now. Some of them, a couple of them, based on social media posts, aren't even in the country. They're on break. They're on summer vacation. I'm not going to mention any names, but one of them is in Europe right now. Summertime in Europe. I'm sure they're probably in Italy or France or whatever, having a wonderful time, summer vacation. They're not even in the country, let alone the state of Michigan. The Democratic-led Senate is frustrated that the Republican-led House has yet to pass a general fund budget that shows how it plans to come up with $3 billion in new road funding while cutting income tax rates. The Democrats feel the Republicans should present their own balanced budget and own whatever cuts they plan in their spending budget. Senate Democrats also don't want to bail out the House Republicans from their own rhetoric by agreeing to a balanced road funding plan that includes revenue increases if they're going to get blamed solely for raising taxes, which they believe is needed to balance everything out. Meanwhile, the House Republicans want to smoke out the Senate Democrats on what type of tax increases they'd agree to on a road funding plan. That is, if the Senate Democrats see road funding as a priority, since they actually haven't come out with anything resembling a long-term road funding plan. Well, the stalemate in this representative legislative 2025 session, in which the House Speaker Matt Hall and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks rarely talked before Memorial Day in somewhat of a type of cold war that prevented House bills from advancing in the Senate and Senate bills moving in the House. Well, basically, after 188 days, the legislature has been sworn into office where they could constitutionally meet, both sides agree to pass. Well, what started this? Well, it all started back in January. Former Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, for whatever reason, failed to send nine past Democrat bills that were passed in the House and the Senate, controlled by both Democrat parties in the House and the Senate, failed to send the nine bills to the governor for signature. Matt Hall, January 1st, New Year's Day, sworn in, went into the Speaker's office and found the nine bills. That was from the 102nd legislative session. Matt Hall is now the Speaker of the 103rd legislative session. Matt Hall's position, after talking to legal counsel, found out that he was under no constitutional requirement to send those nine bills to the governor for signature, turning them into laws. Well, because he basically filed those nine bills in his desk and moved on. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks confronted Hall about it. Not personally, not directly, but in a press statement. So, in response to her press conference statement, Matt Hall put out a press conference statement. They never talked. Well, based on the two press conferences, one by Winnie Brinks, Senate Majority Leader, one by Matt Hall, the House Speaker, she sued him. She took him to court to force him to send those nine bills to the governor for signature. Well, the judge said, according to the Constitution, according to the laws, he's under no obligation to do it. He should do it, but there's nothing for me to be able to compel him to do it. She, to this day, still is harboring a grudge against Matt Hall over those nine bills. So as a result, only six public acts have been signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. What did they do? Making the state's new mandatory sick time law less of a headache for business owners. Taking restaurant wait staff off the regular minimum wage so that they could continue to make and live off of their tips. The third public act, allowing state elected officials to file their personal disclosure forms late because the Secretary of State's contractor screwed up the reporting website. By the way, being paid $9 million to create it. The fourth item allows state elected officials to email their personal disclosure forms instead of trying to log in and file them on the, again, aforementioned screwed up reporting website. Number five, giving Northern Michigan school districts a bunch of extra snow days after the ice storm that downed a ton of tree branches on their roads and knocked out power. And the last public act, selling a jail to the city of Detroit. That's it. That is all. That is all six public acts that this legislative session has passed and sent to the governor for signing. It is the second fewest numbers of bills signed since 1940 and was in 1946. Then Governor Harry Kelly signed 30 bills over two special sessions by July 15th. 2 years prior to that, in 1938, the legislature met in special sessions for 5 days and sent 9 bills to the governor. Okay, let me get this straight. They met for 5 days, folks, and sent 9 bills to the governor for signing. This legislature has been gaveled in since January 2nd to July 15th, and they've only done 6. Put that into perspective. This is absolutely amazing. The MERS News Service story goes on to say this was actually 20 years before I-96, 20 years before color TV, 20 years before the Mackinac Bridge was even built. Think about this, 1938. Ballinger, being quoted again, says, "We have a lot of problems in the state, and the fact that the legislature can't get it together to help solve these problems is pathetic." Ballinger, who hasn't lived during a time where such little legislative output was done prior to this year, the year he was born, in 1941. Ballinger says, "I'm an old guy, and partisanship and polarization is only partly to blame." We'll wrap this up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.